לעיתים מסומה ולעיתים מסערה, לבת קונפים, עוני הלוחת, שפים מסומה ומסערה, לחיוב ולתפור, לא בשביל קונפים הלוחת שלנו, לפלסטרנו, זה גילומה מנוס, אבל לא מניחה, וואי, וואי, זה בגיל עשרות, recorded and incorporated into the Kitzla Kiddush, without it is formed a part of the Kitzla Kiddush. אבל לידיעכו שכר שגים הוא יחסלת. So in progress of Megillah Shrus is not at the advisors about the reward, we begin with Hasid in the extent, to receive. It's a very strange manga, because if there is a Megillah, then you say it about Eicho, Shir Ashiri, Tihana, I didn't know that. If there is a Megillah, where basic halacha has been formulated, it's exactly in Megillah Shrus. These are other halachas, but can be a secondary nature of minor importance. But there are two basic halachas, two parshas in Megillah Shrus, which form the basis of the basis of almost, I would say, of two great inyanim. I mean, first of all, the halachas in Kinyan, Kinyachlit. Kinyachlit, common in other, which the Gemara deals so extensively. Gemara in Yazon, where it's like several by Gemara, which are the words of Jephthah, exclusively on the formulation of the halachas of any Kinyachlit. And in general, we cannot imagine the Shechish Mishpat without Kinyachlit. Common in other, common in other, they come in other, common in other. This is number one. It's one parsha, I think. We do it to follow in Israel, Abula Vatmura, Shalach Ishmaelah, Yakarim Kaldema, we do it to Akiva in Israel, and it's possible. We do it to follow in Israel, Abula Vatmura, Yakarim Kaldema, Yakarim Kaldema, we do it to Akiva in Israel, Shalach Ishmaelah, what am I right? Are you sure it's Ishmaelah? Are you right? Without Negres Rishi, we would know nothing about Kirch Rishi. Just important to move it on. It's a parsha Shabbatim, I mean, it was incorporated in the Kiddush Ruz. And then Gerus. Ruz basically is the Megillah Gerus, which deals with Gerus. The Talmud was the Gemara Torah, Karak Shalom. And the Gemara derives from the parsha of Ruz, and the basic, central halacha from Gerus. As a matter of fact, the Goyim says that exactly the reason why Megillah Shrus is being read on Shavuot. Because Shavuot is the Yom Tov, the holiday of Gerus. What is Matiteh? Matiteh is that just is also Gerus. The Shleish HaDvorim Nichlus in Yisroel Ebriyus. Okay? And the Rus again is the Megillah of Gerus. Teh of Shavuot. I mean, and the idea of Gerus is the link between Shavuot and Megillah Shrus. You catch it? But a very excellent reason. There you have other reasons for reading the Megillah Shrus. But all other reasons are actually are inferior. I mean, to the reason is your brain. And still, Rabbi Levi says, Megillah Zu, Embo Lechumo Belechara, and Olam Zichtova, Lezachot Kedei, Lachot Choron Shodim Yechatzar. Apparently, what Rabbi Levi said before, Rabbi Levi knew the Megillah, and it came across to the last parasha, the day to follow the Israel, Abul Avala Atmura, and also across, I mean, the parasha which is concerned with the Gerus, the Gerus. Apparently, Rabbi Levi meant as follows. That this Megillah, it means there are no halachas which have no relation. What is it saying on that? Apparently, Rabbi Levi sees, actually I wouldn't say an equation, but apparently he sees, I mean, some common denominator. In Hilchot Gerus, and in Kinyan Chlitis, and in Megillah Shrus. Why were those halachas formulated in Megillah Shrus? Not halachas which are completely immune to Chesed, neutral to Chesed. Through the parents, nothing in common is present. But Kinyan Chlitim is nurtured by the idea of Chesed. And also guilt is rooted in the idea of Chesed. And that's exactly what I want to explain to you. Where this transition from Chesed to Tumah Hidden, I will talk to you about years ago. As if we are dealing with two different incommensurate in contrast context. In which there is no contact, and there is no common root to them. However, the conclusion of our Shia, the Torah says, they might arrive at a different idea, but actually, Kina Shlitis are saying, because it's a unique Kina. We'll explain what the uniqueness of Kina Shlitis are based on. It's a unique Kina, it's completely different, basically. As its context and as its usefulness and validity and functionality from other the elements in Shita, like Hazakhet, like Chesed, like Shoy, is actually rooted in the activity, nurtured by the idea of Chesed. Chesed comes to expression to reflect the activity, and here also, the whole performance of the earth is an effort on the part of both, on the part of the gear, who comes and join the crowd in the part of the celestial prayer and we accept it there and declare them to be part and part of the community. But let me now take root in general the last parsha, the very strange parsha, it's got to be interpreted well and assimilated. The whole parsha, the conversation and the deal between Deus and the Deus. What kind of conversation, what kind of a deal? Well, it should fit into the Allah's perspective of the money. It's impossible on me, there's so much strain on it. Well, I close the door and don't let you know about it. All right, well, I'm going to go through. Let me first. Yeah? What actually transpired between Deus and the Deus? Apparently, mochronomy is focused in past tense, but it's very hard to interpret in current past tense, because later it says, Vayima Beres begins next for a sudden yad nomin is with an avir. Apparently, the sudden is still in the possession of knowledge. She's still the owner of the sudden. Mocha sudden, mochronomy means she's ready to sell. Mochronomy means she's ready to sell. She's about to sell. There's only the past tense and the future tense, like usually. ואני אמרתי אגו אז נחלים הקנאים נגד הישבים ונגד זית נעמי עם תיגל גאול ומלא יגל הגידנו ובעידו תיגל לא שחליגל ונעש אחר חברים על איך אגל What was the relation between Deus upon Chazal? What was the relation between Deus and the Gilel? The Gilel was the Gilel was faith The legal faith, Chazal himself, I think the legal faith is redeemed or right. But legal faith, faith is such. Faith is Charlemagne, doesn't it come to Gemara say? Faith is Charlemagne and who else? Faith is Charlemagne and Elimelech, Achimai. He is a Beas, faith was a brother of Elimelech. That's what faith was. Beas and Charlemagne was a brother of Elimelech. Beas was the son of Salmon, so Beas was the next one. So the Melech was closer to, closer to the Melech than Beas. It means, Gehali Achor Adelov, the Ram doesn't say it with regard to the Achuze. He doesn't say it, the Achuze is very short, very short about Gehali. But the Ram with regard to Gehali Adam has equated Gehali with Polaroy Le Yershe. Gehali, it's to be acquainted with the succession as far as Yerusha is concerned. No, of course, I mean, if there is no father, next of kin for Yerusha, who is it? A brother. So Pinchas was the heir of the property. However, Beaz already, I mean, there are no brothers, and the Melech is there, and Shalmon was dead, and so should reside, they should give up his claim, so they will be next alive, correct? That's what Beaz told Ruth in Tigol Geol, no. He says, V'at ki omnom ki geol anechi, but however, the Gamli is still for a moment. That is that. That it means Pig was a brother and Beaz was a connection. But there are two, actually, if you interpret the rules, so there are even a couple of new dinim, actually, which are unknown. I mean, we have no sources for. But without any concluding any inference, those are not, we simply cannot interpret the whole parasha of food, out of perspective, I mean, out of context, with the aloha. So, if they speak about dule, redemption of the Sodeh, the field, so what kind of aloha is it? What's your aloha? It's the aloha of Sarafim. We just read it in that lesson, some before us, that in winter is Mizeach Zotay, that the Yom HaChassid HaYivot, and Mocha Mizeach Zotay. That Sarafim should not be sold at all, I mean, unless it's an abject poverty, I mean, it can't help himself. Ubo Geyele Yakorei, Ubo Almi Yitarecho. Is here a Machlekes Rabbi Lezal Rabbi Kiveh, whether it's Chayvot, it is incumbent, it is mandatory on the part of the girl to redeem the Minitarechot, or it is Rishit. Maybe the girl wants, I mean, he himself can redeem. After 2 years, he himself can redeem. After 6 months, he can redeem by returning the money. I mean, so whether the girl has the same right as the one who sold it. So it's not important here. Which one is the Rabbi Lezer? If there is a father, it's Yerusha. That's especially whoever it is. If it's a father, the father. If there is no father, it's a brother. If there's no brother, it's Bnei Achim. The table of dealing with succession is actually identical with the table of Yerusha. You understand me? So this is different. So apparently, this father, since they are speaks about dealing, and he says the term is closer and in that parable is next to him, and he will follow the term. He says, should refuse, he will follow it. So apparently, this Sodeh was a Beyakudeh, a parable. But the only question is, if the Sodeh was a Beyakudeh, a parable, I mean, how did the Sodeh happen to come to Nomi? Any issue in the Rashi is about. So they got simple. I mean, after Allah, there is only one answer. What's the answer? Two benefits. Almona is going to be the same. As long as it's Sube has not been paid out, this is Allah. I mean, Sube first, and then the same. Almona is going to be the same. Amish. So it means that the Sube was, Nomi had she put it, or a mortgage on the Sode, but it was mortgage to Nomi, for Sude and Mezene for Isha. And of course, she was about to foreclose. Mochami, she was about to foreclose in order to collect, I mean, the debt, which Elimelech owed her. That is, help us a Sode, Hashem, Lechino, Elimelech, Mocho Novi, Nomi as Asher Mizemei, I mean, Nomi is about to sell out of a cloth, see? You foreclose the mortgage. You foreclose. Mocho Nomi as Asher Mizemei.
ואני אמרתי אגלה אל אוזניכו, ראינו שני נגד היש ונגד דקני עמי, והפר הזה יהיר, אני עד תהיר את הסימפו, בצפון חומש. בזיר, we have to somehow to arrive at a new conclusion. To what conclusion? What conclusion? What forces me to say that Nomi has not solved it? That Nomi, and it was before the foreclosure, because later it says, the Nomi has not solved it, the Nomi has not solved it. Apparently, how does Ru tie in into the state of the story? Very simple. Very simple. Very simple. The study belongs to Nomi. I mean, it didn't belong completely to Nomi, but Nomi had a moral. Shiburim, I mean. Shiburim. Nomi could foreclose the study at any time. And since Nomi could foreclose the study at any time, so Nomi could take the study, could have taken the study, actually. Or Nomi means, or you can interpret it in Mocho even past tense. But Mocho doesn't mean to someone else. There is no need for the Balfaith to sell the Sade to someone else and cash in on the Sade and simply get money. The Balfaith can take the Sade, take possession of the Sade for himself. If the Balfaith has an adracht, he's authorized by that. Adracht, the business was different. It's not a list that you sell to others. Is the regime as bad? The Sade has been assessed so much, and the amount is fixed by business. So either he sells it, someone else can sell it, she can buy it, or the Balfaith himself, I mean the mouth himself, can simply can acquire the study, take possession of the study, they can foreclose the study for himself. I mean, so might be more Nomi Asherim is the mayor, this is Shimas Bezna, I mean the study belongs to Nomi. Either the study belongs to Nomi completely, it was after the foreclosure, that I cannot tell you. It was after the foreclosure, after the three first negotiations, after the Shtar Adrachte was issued, the study was mortgaged to Nomi, yeah, potentially, was mortgaged to Nomi, and Nomi could sell the study, she had Adrachte to begin it, and could sell the study at any time, I mean, there was no need for it. But Nomi said one thing, but you see, Nomi owns the study, either as Balchei, in that capacity as the creditor, the owner of this study because already she foreclosed it. So Nomi has a right to formulate any condition if she wants, any stipulation. And there was a condition by Nomi, a stipulation by Nomi, that whoever buys the study must marry Ruth. She threw Ruth in the dark. She was very, very anxious to marry her, and she was afraid. Not too many will be ready, and the study was an attractive, was an inducement. So Ruth is a practical woman. I mean, Nomi is a practical, she was practical. I mean, you see that why she gave her the study, that practical one? So she threw her in. So whoever, Vajena or Mechaevol, I mean, and see, Vajena, they are being placed for a study, and Yad Nomi is Ruth, I'm out here. This is a mess to me, so what is your mess and what is it? This is stipulation by Ruth, I mean, it's not out to dinner, I mean, it's difficult to speak out to dinner. You know, the shame already asked, what kind of business over here? Yeah. But whatever the Rambam said in Vayeshev, regardless of what he said, it's absolutely not in conflict with his statement in Vayeshev. The combination, the link between the story and Ruth and Avio, he certainly was arbitrary on the part of whom, acknowledge his stipulation. You can say, I'm lashed people, but I'm good. I'm lashed with people, they said, yes. You can say, I'm not, but I'm just a cat, she is. She's a cat, she's a cat, she's a cat. What? What do you say? What's wrong with him? So she threw it in as a condition, into the bar. So now there is something else important, If Nomi has not sold yet the study, has not foreclosed the study, so it means, if the mitzvah ge'ale akore ve'lov, the golden karachim, is not only in the transaction, the material took place already, it was consummated already.
And the Gale has gotten me to acquire the Sode from the Rekiah, from the Kajika. But to prevent the Sode, the Mitzvah's Gula is also to prevent the Sode from being sold to someone else. And Nomi was ready to sell the Sode, in order to cash in on the sale, and to sell the Sode to anyone who will give up the highest price, giving the highest bid. And she said, whoever will buy the Sode must also marry the Ruth HaMeavir. Vayimah Beyaz, Vayimah Onich Eger, as long as he thought that it is just the Gula Sode, he said, I'll buy the Sode from Nomi, it means I'll be the Mekeyaz. I mean, on the basis of assessment by business assessment, and I'll buy. I'll buy to prevent the Sode from getting to somewhere else. And this is also about it's quite logical. If it was sold, the Gael is a mix from the Gael to redeem the Sode, as well, Malach Ashtar Vekamu, I mean, to prevent the Sode from being sold. That's why she can follow it, and she wants... I want to know, what was there? She was a maker. Norman didn't want to give, I mean. Norman says she's not the person to supervise the mitzvah from Gula Sassade. She's interested in something else. All right, let's continue. Let's continue now. But you know, again, Lucha Ligo. Now I cannot. The Nashvis is not lost. Dalla Horatis, the Lossic, Lucha Ligo. Since the maid of Gael, the first Gael, gave up his right, he said, I cannot do this because he cannot meet the condition of which she stipulated, so Beyaz is next. But there is something else. Something which is very important. I haven't found it in any Rishonim, in any person. And they employed the King of Rishonim. The King of Rishonim was not employed between Nomi and Beyaz. It's 9 days, I would understand. It was Beyaz and the Gael. Why was it? The Gemara calls the Gael Makne and Beyaz Kene. Shalaf Ishnal of Rosh Lareo, the one who says the Kene of Shal Makne is a Gael not from the Beyaz. Whoever maintains that the Suda must be the Kene of Shal Kene is Beyaz not from the Gael. Beyaz not from the Gael. What kind of opinion was there? Is apparently the Gael Yaakovelo, who has actually spoken. There's claims, and they lay claims to the Sode, and he can buy the Sode if he gives up his right in the King's Sode. It is Hussein in the Guta Sode that Gael has, he has claims to the Guta Sode, and if he is ready to withdraw, the next Gael should take the Sode, so that he has written. He's in place. The Gael Akorevelo transfers, I mean, he's the next to the next Gael. What? What's that? No, it's not a Schuss, it's not a Schuss, it's not a Mame. I don't want you. So the Gael can, it's Schuss a Mame, the Gael has a right. To the Gael has a right to transfer this to Gael Akore. And if the Gael Akore does not turn over this Hussein to the next Gael, so the next Gael has no right to redeem this. This is the only way how we can interpret the passion. By Yema, the Gael of the Israel, by Yema, Gael Abbey, as Tmeilo. What is Tmeilo? The Israel didn't belong to him. The Israel belongs to you. Most probably to Nomi, I mean, to Nomi. And then the Sode doesn't belong to him, so what's the Tmeilach? What does he give him on here? And what does he, what is, it's not just Rishus, what's the Rishus? It is Hussein money, which he can enforce, actually, I mean, and for that advantage of. If he removes himself, I would say without his Sode, I would say if he removes himself, then the Gael Akorevelo does not require that the next in succession does not require any transfer of Hussein from the original Gael to him, but apparently from the prophet it is different. So that's what I told you, there is something new. In the prophet that the Gael Akorevelo of the next of him, I mean the first line, if he withdraws, if he retreats, so he must transmit his Hussein to the Gael to Beyaz. Now the way the prophet has explained
ודאי שפונים בישראל על הגולה ועל התמורה לתיים של דובו, שולת ישנה לבנושם ראי ודאי שעתיד על ישראל. זה לא יצריך לקרות. גמורם במציא אנגלית, גמורם במציא אנגלית, תפרט את three words, על הגולה ועל התמורה ושולת ישנה לו. נה לו מין זה טבע. ושולת ישנה לו, the question is, who is the שולת, who gives whom? זה כן, זה מתנה או למתנה. על הגולה ועל התמורה, גמורם שיש גולה זה מחירה, ועל התמורה זה חליטי. ואיזה מעבד זה גמורם אין אמין, but the Gemara means not king of it. Gemara means gulas, the mechira means if you pay money, in exchange for the object, you pay in kesef, and the latmura means in barter, in time, it means. With all those forms, I mean, like mechira, the bond mechira, is king of it, is valid. Now let us see in what respect does king of it. Is king of Litten distinct from all other kingdoms? In two respects. I tell you from all kingdoms. I didn't mean Kesef. I didn't ask for a Kesef. If I asked well, what respect does Litten differ from Kesef, your answer would be in place. But I didn't ask that. I asked how does the king of Litten differ from all kingdoms? In two respects. First of all, the king of Litten is a universal kingdom. The Karke and the Talpulim are subject to Kirchhoff. If I sell Karke, I mean, there are the typical Kinyonim of Karke, the three typical Kinyonim, Kevstar HaZoke, but I don't have to employ these typical Kinyonim, which are confined to Karke, limited to Karke, but I can employ it. If I should sell a house to somebody, and he should give me his Kinyonim, he should have, and I'll hold on to Kinyonim for a while, he just started about it. This Kinyonim is universal here. It's the only Kinyonim which is universal. There is no other thing in the sun which is applicable to Karke and the Karke. Even Kesef, and even according to Mandoma, Riech, and Amoy, and Kenneth, and Latina, it's two different things. It's two different things. But only Flip is a thing which is applicable to both, to Karke. This means this family is a good lot more than Kalim Kaldova. Just a moment, forget about the girl. If the Shia will talk about it again, I'm thinking about it. But if I start back and forth, I mean, we'll never finish the Shia. There's a lot there to go. The time for Dover. This is the time for Dover. The time for Dover means all kinds of nothing. Nothing. And there, Sholat Ishna Brashu Reyes, the Zeis Atud of Israel. The more I didn't interpret the word, the Zeis Atud of Israel. Rashi doesn't say the word. What is the Zeis Atud of Israel? Is that Targum says, Bishnei Sa'adaya. The Targum of Yesei says, Bishnei Sa'adaya. The King of Litten requires it. What means King of Litten requires it? The Piru Adova. The Piru Adova, King of Litten, is not to be singled out from all other kings. All kings require it. If there is greater controversy, and the matter is in litigation, of course, you need it, not to slide in the Adova. אז הם חליטים, או קינגונים, או עובר. איזה תאבלי, יש סמון, זה סמון, אין עיר אי, מגיל הסרוס, זה תאבל, רבי איזה, תאבל, מה תאבל, זה נאמר. זה לא נצא לתאבל. זה לא תאבל, החומר שלי, מנתי ספרו שאני יורא, זה תאבל. Right. I mean, just look up and read it out. אני רוצה לי, תגידי לי, אני אתמוך עליי, תתאבל. Kodom Sada. Interesting is that the Lachlech is the Ram and the Reiner. The Gemara says, Kinyan between Schneim, Gemara and Basra, the first Sabbath. Kinyan between Schneim and Tzorach Lehm Alehm Kutum. Look, always if there is a Kinyan. I sold you a card. And the buyer, the one who thought it, the one who thought, for Reiner, for Basra, and for evidence, they should always be able to prove that he said it, his property. You may come and later on deny the sale and claim the study on the basis of Chesed Moratami, you know, in Mekar. In Mekar, there is no more of that Chesed Moratami. So if you want to start, so they just cannot, and they just study Kinyan. The Kinyan was Chazoke, Akefet. If they cannot write a star, the God does Balashka. The Mecha Bata Mitzchayim, the Mecha Masel Dele, Kisfu Tmule Ishtar. So the God Bata Mitzchayim is the Kinyan and Kitzchava. This is basically the main distinction between Shtar and Mitzchava. What's the difference? The Tiyol and the Ksova, I mean, Tadeh should write in Gerasu Bez and Rajasai. Nu hier zullen we even te gerren verbessen. Even zijn dienen gerren zijn letter verbessen. Zet in de sporen is nat. Als die schnauwen meiden met pieren en bekrollen, is hier zullen we even te gerren verbessen. Ze vinden het rasje van mij. Om het heester in zullen verbouwen. In die kwam is nodig. Nu al stel ik gelijk gerren verbessen. Wat is daar? Natte letter. Natte letter. Waar is dat daar? Is de... Eden macht immer klar nach, wenn ich merke, das ist in der Bergen. Und wie die Geras ist, ey, das Wort, was ist die Geras und was ist da? So, das ist ein Zübeck, aber es ist sehr much concerned with this problem. But the main, what this is, and that's the most geschehen, and that the difference consists only on the, not as to the, as to the text, as to the Mischa, as to the Forum, as to the Forum, simply how the stuff, is they just write the evidence right down before the evidence what we saw, without authorization from the data Mischa, then it's the gallery. It's possible. But if they write down and report it, I mean, upon instruction, at a suggestion and that's on the trial, he said, this is the then it's the trial. The more I say, the more I say, we'll show you what that. Good. You started to have a badminton. Yes. Men, Kinyan, this is all. However, authorization is indispensable for Star, only if the Kinyan consisted, for instance, of Kazok in Kepa. But if he sold the car and employed as the instrument of Kinyan, what did he employ? Star, this not Star. That was a problem. If the game is not a problem, Kinyan Chlitten, the aides who witness Kinyan Chlitten, don't need special authorization from the ballast car. Kol Kinyan Likshiva in it. Kinyan Bitsnish Nayin Ben Yitzor Flamer Tzubar. Kinyan is a Kinyan was what the form is. It's true there as an instrument of Kinyan, but this was the form. Where? Bitsnish Nayin in front of two Eides, so the Eides don't have to control the Mecher. The Vodian say, shall we give him a document? Should they document that or shouldn't they? He has no right to say anything, and he doesn't have to consult him, at least. And they can go ahead and write that stuff. Huh? What gift?
It's not like a garret, but you have a bill of a star.
It's not a garret, it's star. Why is it like a garret? It's a star. Okay. Okay. It's in the first, not a garret. He is not going to say to say, I mean, there is no one to report, I mean, I think it cannot deliver a star. But Kinyan, this is not him, it's the aides happen to witness the Kinyan, this performance, so they don't have to consult whom, this. The Reivet says, that's our old Shemim in top. The Reivet says, that more than that aloha is is contained in life. Kinyan is only different life. And hence, since it's always different life, is the insolvable in action. But Kinyan cannot take place in the presence of the native or in the presence of the nation, the metabol, of the vendor and the buyer. The same aloha as we say in Gedushin, on Tadish Be, the death of the Haitian Gedushin, that still is in regard to Dovah Shabarava. I mean, are necessary not only for Bibur Adolah, for the sake of evidence. Even if Shnei Medin, if the Ish and Ish admit that they are married, I mean, there's no problem in Bezin, I mean, there's no controversy, no denial. So you need anything, what do you call it? Lekiyum Adolah? Lekiyum Adolah? The writer in the Mamanes, so you know, we Ibra Sade Elohim Shantay, Sade Rule of Anadis is only limited. Well, I mean, it's unnecessary, only wherever there is someone who lies, it means when there is controversy, but if Shnei made him, he doesn't need it, but Kinyan is valid. And without it is all Kinyanin and all transactions are like that. And Kinyan sleeping is like Dovah Shebe'erva, I don't see Dovah Shebe'erva, but in this aloha, you need aides not only in the building of the world, in order to eliminate controversy, let me in the other. This is the Zeis Atuud, that's how the Targum is happening. The Zeis Atuud of the Yisrael. Sholaf Ishnal of Nosson Lareyu is only possible If that Indian can it be incorporated, recorded into Uda be Yisrael. What does it mean into Uda be Yisrael? But no Sadaya. No, no, nothing about the Tafir is covered. What you do here? I'll show you the Rabbi Lidl, you believe me. First of all, the Rabbi Lidl find the Shin with the Betcher, the Shin to make a Betcher, right here. Amen, the Rabbi. There's the Rishet. But the Rabbi Lidl is here. Here it is. Test. The Rambam says, Ze Akinyan. Please. אין צורך ליאג בפניהם. אני מסכים את יחיד. וזה פרקי נכס מחירי הלוך התס. אלא אם הוי עוד ביני ובין חברי כולה. שלהצריכו תירו עדים בדינמונס אלו לקטר. ועד אבא דזלאי עשה לו נדאי. אבל המחר הנסי נעשה חרי המשי וקייצה בהם. אין צורך עדים. ורמבה מנטפרד גמור אלאברי לסטייטן להיברי סעדה אלו לשקר. וכיוון שכונו איכו הקיני בדרכך עוד מן הדרוכים שקיני בהם בין בארבויה, בין במשיכה, בין במסירה, בין בקיניה, בין בכסף, בין בשטר, בין חזוק, כונו אף על פי שאין שום עדים אומר אברום, אין עקיר מידים בקיניה קיניה רפואה זה דינת אולו לביר הדבר מבטים הדבר This is death for the power, no normal for the power הדבר קודם סאדה וזה יסעתו עוד עדים How will the Rambam interpret with this at Uda B'Yisrael? Metagel in Israel, all right. Metagel, that means Metagel in Israel, all right. The Rambam thinks it's like a lot. But the Gemara says, Nidr Shadr Shadr, and the Gemara introduced Egan with Kima Dover in order to validate it exclusively in Dover Shebel. But how about what's going to do the Pesach? The Zeis at Uda B'Yisrael. How the Rambam interpret it? We are always used, I mean, to ask Kashi, שאני לרמב״ם ולגיבוע, אבל לרמב״ם נמצאת, זה רעי לביר כולה, מי שגיד לי זה הייתה תודה לישראל, זה ביר כולה. לכאן כל דבר מייס, I'll come to something else, I'll show you something else. How did you interpret לכאן כל דבר? Now. As of this moment, based universal, tested, I'll show you this, if you can extend it. This is all the key in which is valid in both fields. In Talcum, that of the Talcum and that of Tatoy, yes. Right, well, this has to be the I'll show you now to understand the Rambam, how the Rambam stuff is actually this world. The Rambam doesn't talk about it, it's actually been a little bit of an accident. So I came here You'll take a Rambam, yes. Here is Choftes Nuchas Mechira Alochetes. But I'll beg you a favor to skip a few words of Rambam, because if you start here, if you're picking up on those, So I won't get through before they give us that. So just to read what I'll suggest to you. Okay, Choptes Alochetes. The chain in konu miyad akot. You know it all. Akotu midaraisa cannot sell, cannot give away. You can acquire. If that's a kind of smart man from midaraisa, he cannot give away. You know that. What the Rabbon has introduced, for various reasons, that from the age of Hutes, it's about 9, 10, the person develops, matures, and he understands what it's all about, what the transaction means, that Hutes, who will call it Hutes, can sell with the higher, if it's necessary, in order to sustain them and to support them. So the Rambam says that a person can sell, if for instance, the Mashiach is employed, or Kesef is employed, or Chazok is employed, or whatever it is, I mean, Shire, Chazok and Kakoy can sell. But a cotton cannot sell a chetet. If the chetet through the transaction is validated or finalized by Pinochet. A cotton cannot be a machne, it can be a machne to various ways. It can be a machne, the cotton can give away. Midrabon, of course, not midraite. The cotton is equipped with that machne, is equipped with that machne. If the instrument of Kinyan, if the instrument of acquisition, is a Kinyan. Kesef, Meshiche, Mesire. But if the instrument of Kinyan is completed, the Kine gives the Suda, gives the Suda to the cotton, if the cotton may hold the Suda as long as he wants, the Kinyan is void and null.
וכן אם שונה מיד הפרוטי, בין דרם מרוזה אותו של אגב. זה תגש לה, לא מדון תמון תצוף הבאת אגב לה. מרוזה אותו. הפרוטי שנעד גיבו מולה לי anything, אם the instrument of the team of a physician on the part of the king is either
Clinton
or the rest forget about it. They in Kingian miyad akotit room, שניתי מידי הקוטן לדין בישי גיטר של סאבה. ואין קינגן מיד הקוטן כלום, הקוטן cannot give way, the smacks of a cotton cannot be mobilized in order to give way via קינגן חליפן, שהקינגן בשטר. Here you may read it either בשטר or שהקינגן כשטר. I'm not too sure what the genuine text is. Bishtar or Tishtar, but does not change much as far as the semantics are. I mean, it's completely irrelevant. Then Eidim Chesnim Elo Al Shtar Shalodam Gori. That's what I'm talking about. The Rabbit disagrees with this part. But what is the Rabbit talking about? Omer Avron Lo Shakin Kikese, that was my question. What's the Rabbit talking about? That a cotton cannot sell. Even in cases in which Chachomim have endowed him or provided him with that marker. If the king, the instrument of opinion, is not the usual of his promises, but king, why the cotton cannot be a marker for king of Chlippen? Sha king and bishtar, what do you mean bishtar? Benoidim chesmin elo al shtar shal adam gafr. So what did the Rambam say? There is das Makri, please listen carefully to me. No. When we speak, I mean, about das Makri, we always distinguish between das Makri and das Mischai. Could you tell me what the difference between the two terms? When I say das Makri, what do I mean? When I say das Mischai. In Shtar, we mean, what is the difference between Shtar and Eger? So he said it. But they just have to mask themselves room. That's Mechaia. We always say that's Mechaia. A little mess. You may say I'm here
now.
Mechaia, but actually the precise term is that's Mechaia. Of course, if you sell a soda, or I sell my watch, even if I won't say that's Mechaia, I will say that's Mechaia. So what's the difference? I mean, you should tell it to me. If I give away something, a concrete object, haknoi akaben, that's Mechaia. Then do you say, that's a Messiah? Indebtedness! If I assume obligations, I'm indebtedness. Chayv ani loch money, and I use the instrument of Kinyan, a clip, is chayv money. Now that's Machne, I haven't given away anything yet. That's a Messiah. I expose myself to new obligations, to indebtedness. I assume new obligations, I mean. Money obligations. This is that's a Messiah. Puteis, the tapone of puteis, was introduced only that a cotton is equipped with das makne. The tapone of puteis has never provided a cotton with das amestaya. What if a cotton was a mouth at 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, and say, Chayv ani loch money bishtar, but even if it is beneficial to me, Chayv ani loch money bishtar, even if it is beneficial, if this chakis which the cotton has assumed, is in our way, it's irrelevant, it's completely Completely, the privacy means nothing. If a cotton has, what does a cotton have? That's nothing. A cotton cannot. How can I be mischaved? How can I obligate myself? I mean, how can I obligate? For instance, I'll tell you, chayv ani loch money. And you'll come next day, you'll grab me by my lapel and say, give me, you promised me money. So do I have to give it to you? No? So how can I be mischaved? If I sell the shtar. Chayv ani loch money b'shtar. That's what you mean, excellent. Chayv ani loch money b'shtar, nehum sol sol. No, this is how the shtar. So what is a cotton? A cotton will need money. I mean, I don't think just mischaved. The silence which you assume will be sensible, I mean, will be useful for you. He needs money for something. So he goes through the silence because of the silence. Anyway, it will be useful to be chayv. The cotton can sign 500 stories. Chayv ani loch money b'shtar. And the Israelis may save his life. But later, the one who trusted him and accepted the Israelis, even though it cannot collect the half a million of the people. because a cotton has that machne, a cotton does not possess.
What?
That's all. Therefore, the Rambam says, "We need in case name ever a star shall Adam Dabo." Why?
Because any star is the cotton, you tell the Eder, and they have a right to sign, will be now, will completely be invalid, because in order to create a star and to authorize it into any star, das Machne is not enough, but that's on the side. I can sell, but I cannot give a document in star to prove the material. So the very moment the Bala Star should say, the Mecha should tell the Eder, Kisri Star there, a star is written not under the rubric of das Machne, but a star is written under the rubric of what? Das Machne. And a cotton during the period of the Utei is over clipped with das Machne and das Machne.
I mean, if the cotton pays that,
actually... If it pays that, is the money theft on the part of one who accepts the money. Anyway, so what did Ram say about Kinyan? What did Ram say about Kinyan now? But all kinyonim can be employed by a cotton. Because for all kinyonim you need only das machne. However, kinyan chlitten is das machne not enough. In order to make a kinyan chlitten, even though Agila makes something concrete, something tangible, Agila like that. Agila is something tangible. But in order, if the kinyan, I mean, I give it away. What is the instrument of the kinyan? The man, you give him a handkerchief, his handkerchief. So the kinyan suder, in order to give away something, by a kinyan suder, the das which is required is not that of das machne, but das of what? Of das amischayer. And das amischayer was not given, was not granted to a cotton. Just a moment. Because she a kinyan ki shtar or bishtar. Usually it should be tishtar. The kinyan is just like shtar. What respect is a kinyan like shtar? In the same manner as a cotton cannot simply authorize the eder coming to find a shtar on his behalf, because even though he had that smartly, he could validate the transaction. Transaction, sell something. But he cannot give a shtar, because for shtar another kind of das is necessary. Das on his side is kinyan in order to give way something concrete, something tangible. But if all the end is for kinyan, you require not as machne, but what you require? Das amischayev. And a cotton is incapable of das amischayev. How does Ram know that? They know it in chesn and al shtar, shalodam gadol. Why is kinyan required? How does the Rambam know that? The Rambam interprets kinyan between shnayim. Why is all kinyonim, the Rambam didn't understand, why all kinyonim, hazoke, shtar, kes, hazoke, keser, but anything, is even though I gave it away to him, but he, and the witnesses for the transaction, they have no right to write a shtar, they have no right to write, unless the Rambam is solid, it's sekis, but that's not, Tzidr, that's machne and the mechire, why does he have to repeat and say kisru? The answer is, for the mechire, that's machne was enough. But for shtar, that's machne does not suffice. In order to validate the shtar, that's a mischayev. So that's why he should tell them kisru, it means they should secure the das a mischayev besides the das machne, correct? The king of the part. Why is kinyan? In its own of kinyan, it's a shnayev. The day in the Tzorach Leino Tishu, because Kinyan Suda starts out with that Amishayim. So you hate it already. I tell you, every Kinyan Suda is not a result of that Machne, but every Kinyan Suda is what? Is bound up with that Amishayim. So what do you need? Authorization again? The Kinyan itself already is the guarantee for that Amishayim. He's rooted in that Amishayim. That's what the Rambam says. It's not the Ram doesn't interpret, because King Suder is a undere that he wants the Eidus to write a star. Yes, when you speak about undere, it's the question of what do you do with somebody who doesn't know Chesh Mishpat? And he said, there are no undere from there. He doesn't know Chesh Mishpat, there's no undere. How can he make an undere about that? Huh? They say, he wants star, he doesn't know that star requires the consent of that. The answer to the Ram is not a question of undere, simply. He wants to give away the Soder. via Kiyan Suda, as the instrument of Kiyan of our transaction used Kiyan Suda. Therefore, Kiyan Suda, you need what? That's a Messiah. Need the Dasa Messiah for Kiyan Suda, the thing that's a Messiah is applicable to what? To aid in this star. Why is it so that Kiyan Suda requires Dasa Messiah? This is the basic difference between Kiyan Suda and all Kinyonim. This is the basic theoretical difference. That all Kinyonim require that Makne only, and then it comes to Shtar. That you have to climb up, so to say, a few steps leading to Dasa Messiah. Kinyon Suda is right there at the higher level of Dasa Messiah, and that's why Shtar does not require a separate or special consent or authorization on the part of the... Why is it so? I mean, I have no question. I don't like the question. But there is a reason for it. Because I asked before, what's the difference between King Surah and Altium? And they gave the answer, King Surah is universal. I mean, universal Kark and Altium. Oh, there is a much more important distinction. All King Yomim can transfer boundaries as far as the concrete object is concerned. The reason is that you read the book, you have to read the Mshiche, the Sire, the Keser, the Kark, you have a variety of things. But if I should say, Arini Mishayev Loch Mone, what kind of king can you employ? Can you employ Mishiche? Keser? What is the king on which clinches? Is Chayes not king and Ben? Not Shtar, yes, and what else? Come to me, Yode! The king is through there. It is not only valid as an instrument of king and as far as concrete object are concerned. As Kinyon Guf Adobo or Beena are concerned. But King Suda is a sort of Ischaires as well. Of Ischaires. King Suda is a source of Ischaires. If I fire off one of the star, right away you give me your head, I'll just hold on to the head, so you can work. Why is it? Because King Suda basically is a king on Ischaires. King Suda is not a king in the end of Akiva. Basically, it's a king and it's Chayim. Now, it's basically the same as Shtar. Shtar is also a king and Chayim. King Suda is a king. And this means the Pasuk Lekayim Kaldova. Not only Kark and Metalklin. Kark and Metalklin with a Pasuk not called Lekayim Kaldova. Kark and Metalklin plus, this is the main thing, the main characteristic of King and Suda. This is the main trait of King and Suda, by which it is distinguished from other Kinyonim. What is the main characteristic? It's the Italian Kaldor. I can take an indefinite, I can take an Shiburim, I can obligate myself in anything you're in. If you can't take the king's anything you're in, there is the Italian Kaldor. And that's a skin and a star basically are identical. In what regard are they identical? That you need to describe both, wherever there is skin. Star can be signed immediately without securing this again, the consent, obtaining the consent of the from Das Das Machne, doesn't have. And that's what Rambam interpret the Zeis, and that King Suda is a Tudor de Yisrael, just like Star. The Zeis a Tudor de Yisrael, if there is King Suda, a Star can be signed immediately without consulting it. It is Israel. This is Rambam interpret. The Rambam interpret this a Tudor de Yisrael, Eidus, you need an Israqim Adova, because the Raive disagrees with the Rambam Perek of Teh. He says that cotton can employ as the instrument of King and Suda. So according to the Raive, Suda does not require das Makne, das Amisrael, but das Makne. But the Rambam rejected the Pshat of the Raive with regard to Kim Adova. Suda does not require Eidus. What is this a Tudor, but Israel, what is Tudor? To the star! The base back here is to the Israel. This is the result of star. The king is result of star. Because there are some stars above. For king is Surah and Lord and stories. The king is the Shnai and the Kor, Lemar and Psubu, this is the process. The base are to Udo, the Israel. All right? Now. I've discharged my... more or less. This is a pshat. The Talmud Kaldova account of Rambam is a Tudor B'Yisrael, which is a pshat. The Talmud Kaldova means Kinyon in Endes Chayvus, Kav in Tavs Menes Chayvus, is a Tudor B'Yisrael account of Rambam means it must have Eidus, Good, but the evidence by Eres, that Abraham is in the back of the star, is the Basically, star and king Shura is identical to star.
Yes,
come and gather this. Come and gather this. Oh, yes. You ask me why in Breshis in the beginning of Bore is the last. Come and gather means good. Come and gather is good. Right. Now let us get down to... What is... Let me just ask one question. Is there a link, a transition, from King Echlitin to Gera? Is there a... Of course, you know, in Gera Salamidas, you know, there's no Gera Salamidas. No. What kind of doubt do you require? Das Makre or das Amisai? Of course, that's Amisai. There is basically easy side. How do you know that Gerus is a side? Kabbalah tells us. As a matter of fact, when you ask me, where is the parasha of Gerus? Where is Gerus mentioned in the Torah? So I'll answer you not. So I'll tell you, I would ask you, in Gerus, the mice of Gerus, it means performances which the performance, the procedure of Gerus is mentioned in the Torah. The Gimel Dvorim Nichnus in Yisrael Abris, the Milo, the Kvilo, and the Atzos Damit. Milo is Mitzrayim, Kvilo is the Chitzis in Yosechem, Atzos Damit, by Yishlach et Narek in Yisrael, by Yatrivu, Eile is a Shlomim, the more it abreis in Kvise, the Rambam, in Yisrael Dio, what Perek is there? Yudgimu, he writes the Gimel Dvorim Nichnus in Yisrael Abris, the Milo, the Kvilo, the Kvilo, the Kvilo, כשיום הגעת להיזהר, אז מי חושב בריא לך? You'll ask me, קבולס אל מצוות, where is קבולס אל מצוות מרשן? The קבולס אל מצוות מרשן in two places. In משפוט עם נאצה ונשמע. נאצה משפוט עם נאצה ונשמע, even this is נאצה. I'm a different maker, but that's נאצה ונשמע. Yeah. And קבולס אל מצוות, but still the Gemara has never derived a loches pertaining to Kabbalah's own mitzvahs from Nasser and Mishpat. The Gemara in Zamit has mentioned that. The Gemara, when the Gemara derives a loches, infers a loches from Tisra Kiddush concerning Kabbalah's own mitzvahs, so the text of the Lord is also. Vashatel Echeroch, Vashatel Alim, Alim, Vashatel Alim, Alim, ובאשר תולים תולים, באשר תקובר ותקובר תקובר, עם החמי ונקייך על הכל. אז אל תהיה את השם חילך תלך, חום שבת, עולן עולן, וריסו ייחוד, עם החמי, I don't remember exactly what עם החמי, stands for, על קייך לקוידי, וניסר עבי בזורה. ובאי דידן חזר וראי קבולה של מיטרס פנאסה ונשמע, because the art types of the prototype of Gerus is Matan Tere. Because Matan Tere is Gerus. Nothing else but Gerus. The prototype of Gerus is Matan Tere. In Matan Tere we have the West Kabbalah, some specific Kabbalah mitzvah. Nase v'nishma. Nase v'nishma. So why Chazal do the right Kabbalah some mitzvah from Rus without mentioning once the source of Nase v'nishma? Yes? What do you say about it? What? Correct, no, please, yes. Yes, this depends, of course. This depends on when the Pasha Mishpatim, the Pasha Mishpatim, by Rashi Rambam, Machlokes Rav Lozan Rav Akiva, by Rashi Rambam, Machlokes Rav Lozan Rav Akiva, Machlokes Rav Lozan Rav Akiva, Rav Shmuel Rav Akiva, where the Pasha Mishpatim was the format of the Torah, it is the Hamisha, the Sivu, oh, this parsha in Mishpatim is after Moshe received the what? The Luchos, and it came down, and actually the Gerus took place following Matan Tere, the Milat Milat took place before Matan Tere, but the Kabbalah of Mitzvah took place after Matan Tere. This is Shifas, what you call it, the Rambam, it's from Akiva, yeah, all right, and according to Rashi, Shitzra B'Yishmael, that the parsha should not be in Canaan is for this, the parsha should have been incorporated in into Israel, and this transpired before Martin Taylor. Let me, before, since you mentioned Machlekes Rashi and Ramban, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, what's the Machlekes? What is the Machlekes? What is the Machlekes? Just a word, what is the Rambam's pshat? Just a word, I'll come to you. So how, what is the Rambam? The Rambam, did the Rambam pass like Rabbi Shmuel or like Rabbi Kiva? It's interesting. That's all the Rambam has. That's all that he's right in the past. But in Rambam, there is a Rambam, which, I mean, actually spells it out, I mean, black and white. Who's the thing accepted? Ah, what do you say? Never mind, I don't know yet. Who said so? The Rambam, you mean? Gershle, I don't say so. You'll see later, I'll come with you. All right, okay. Can you imagine Gershle without your mitzvahs? What is your Gershle? I mean, what is the Gersha? The Ram means I know the Ram. Okay, just a moment. What does the Ram say to his Gimel? When the Ram speaks about Gersha, what does the Ram say? Yeah. What would you derive from Rambam? Does the Ram agree with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rashi and Rambam? Rashi says, the Parsha Mishpatim, that there is Adam and the Kodores, who place prior to Matan Torah, the Rambam says, following Matan Torah. With whom does the Ram agree? No. Finally, what is the consensus? Right, Rashi, of course, Rashi. He says, "Still in form, the Tanakh." That's what appears from Rambam. The Rida Loche, Rida Loche Gimel, Utvila Loisa. The Chitzis of Loisa. The Korban Shemana. There's the Korban took place simultaneously. We are following immediately following the Rambam would appear. What is the difference between Rashi and Ramban, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael? What is the difference? It's not only a question of a date. Well, when this procedure took place, it's not only a question of time, it's more than that. It's a different kind of deals. If the Kabbalah say mitzvahs preceded Matan Torah is one kind of deals, then if the Kabbalah say mitzvahs and Adam HaBris followed deals, it means it was cringed after followed Matan Torah, then it's as if it comes under a different category out there. If Kabbalah's El Mitzvahs and the Dam, the Mabriz, followed Gerus, then the Gerus of Matan Torah was the same as the Gerus, the Gerus which is Negev there. There was a Torah was given, who were commanded to observe, there was a commandment of Mitzvahs. Kabbalah's El Mitzvahs was related to particular Mitzvahs. The Aseret HaDibreis contain actually all Tayyad Mitzvahs, and Rashi quotes it at the end of Mishpatim, so it was plain when the Jews said, Naseh V'Nishma, not just Naseh V'Nishma. Meshe has informed them about Mitzvahs Talos and Mitzvahs Chamures, and the Breis and Yivomes, the Rambam, I mean, elaborate, I mean, quite extensively, I mean, like a Chikrapeya, I mean, Yichud Hashem, and what else, and Oshin, it's a little Lachamat Tera is a plain guilt. It's a plain guilt. This according to whom? According to the Ramban and to Rabbi Kiv. But according to Rashi and Rabbi Yishmael, that the girls, that this was on the fourth of Nisra, see, what did Rashi say in Mishpatim? The Shishi did not, the Shib Shishna was not there in the morning, the Chamisha was there. Chamisha was there, Erev Shmuel was there. In preparation for Matan Torah. So this was a different Kabbalah to Mitzvahs. There were no specific Mitzvahs. No specific Mitzvahs. But before the Aseret HaDibreis. Either before the Aseret HaDibreis. Before the Aseret HaDibreis, I mean, before Matan Torah. So what kind of Kabbalah is the mitzvah to others? So what kind of, I want to understand, is highest for what? Correct, is highest for what?
Whatever is
for me. The halacha is that is highest for Dovah Shem Kotsit. Not even to Insura from the Kodesh. If you are Messiah, you have it related to something definitive, something known. You cannot say, I'll do whatever you want. Such is how the drum is. Hey, what is it? Shanghai, that's maybe the worst in the country, they need room, half of the economy, you're the best question. The worst in the